10th week, first day. We are children of a king. How I have pounded and hammered away at myself, trying to melt the hardened metal of my own heart into the softness and pliancy of a little child. How I have argued and expounded and exhorted my friends to turn and become as little children, and often to no avail. The only way I have consistently succeeded is when I caught myself or others unawares, seated around a campfire or looking into the calm waters of a lake or ocean, and spontaneously retold familiar fairy stories handed down through the generations by just such retelling. A fairy story performs a sort of painless operation on our subconscious minds. It administers a sort of anesthesia to our cynical, guarded, and menacingly logical reasoning processes. Then it opens hidden passageways blocked in the days of our youth, which leads back to childhood joys and enthusiasm and awareness, to the fresh and simple attitude to life's newness. One of my favorite fairy tales is Jack and the Beanstalk, and to me it is one of the most real documents of human life. For we are all sons of a king, and we spend our lives trading beans for cattle, or cattle for beans. We all have an opportunity at some time to climb beanstalks and cope with giants. Some of us have known the thrill of catching the goose that lays a golden egg whenever we need one, and the harp which sings through our minds the right ideas at the right times and seems always to be where we wish to be with the people we wish to have with us. And to think that all of these blessings can be ours when we turn and become as a little child. Oh, there are volumes to write about fairy tales and their parable interpretations which teach the greatest truths to the subconscious mind. And yet we must leave even fairy stories behind us if we are to make the final ascent to the kingdom. For only the Holy Scriptures lead to the superconscious realms of Christian revelation, where our vision is Christ's and the kingdom of heaven the only reality. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 6, "And a little child shall lead them."